Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Every Wednesday at this time, pleased to be joined by Greg Cosell, presented by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. Make the right move by choosing Huffaker. Visit them online at THGTN.com or call 833-THG-NASH. Greg, how are you?
Jonathan, what's happening? You back from England?
We are back. All of us back this week, back from London. It was a fun trip for us to be over there for sure.
You getting ready for a little afternoon tea right now?
Yeah, still catching up on the jet lag for sure.
There you go.
Ready for Monday Night Football, the Titans and Cowboys. We'll preview both coming up. But movement on the NFL trade deadline yesterday. Is Golden Tate the most intriguing move because of the impact he could have in Philly, or do you look somewhere else with one of the other acquisitions?
Well, obviously, it's getting a lot of play here in Philadelphia. I think it's a good move for the Eagles. I think that they're lacking at the skill positions. They certainly have a great tight end in Zach Ertz. I think Alshon Jeffrey is a solid outside receiver. But I think beyond that, they don't have much else at the wide receiver position, and they certainly don't have much production at the wide receiver position. And Tate is a receiver that he does his best work inside, but he can also line up outside. So I think it's a very positive move. And the Eagles offense, with the way Doug Peterson runs it, is very much built on short throws and run after catch. And I think Golden Tate in his career has been among the best at run after catch. He's a Nashville guy originally, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
How would he have fit here? How much could he have helped here?
Well, he's clearly, as I said, he's a certain kind of player. And I think every team in today's NFL can use run after catch, because the passing game for most teams, and that would include Tennessee, is short throws. You want run after catch. The screen game has become more important in the NFL than ever before. Many, many teams use it. It's the tunnel screens, the bubble screens with wide receivers. That's a strength of Tate's game. He's always been built more like a running back than a wide receiver, so he's been very good with the ball in his hands.
Greg Cosell with us here on the Midday 180. I made the point yesterday, Greg, that with all of the discussion about, and Paul started the show today by saying the Titans called upwards of seven teams looking for a trade partner, or at least inquiring about potential upgrade at receiver and added
and
depth
others,
at receiver
or other
positions. But specifically at receiver, what they're really missing out on is the middle part of the field, right? I mean, that Mariota and being able to attack that area, to me, that's where the upgrade needs to take place.
Well, I think the tight end situation this year has turned out to be problematic. First, they lost Delanie Walker. That's a problem. But Jonnu Smith has not developed into the receiver that he was expected to coming out of college. And I've always felt that he had the talent to do so, but it hasn't happened. And that happens with a lot of players who are talented, but it doesn't happen at the NFL level. Because it's an offense at its core, particularly with quick game stuff where you have to work between the numbers and between the hashes. And they really don't have that guy. And certainly a tight end helps tremendously in that area, and they don't have that. So it really, to some degree, limits what they can do tactically.
So what do you think the reacquisition of Jahlstin Fowler can do for the tight ends? We're not expecting more than 6, 8, 10 snaps.
Right.
On those 6, 8, 10 snaps, how do you figure he's used?
Well, he's a fullback. and again, I'm not knocking fullback.
Yeah, but what does it do for the tight ends, maybe?
Well, he's not a receiver as a fullback, so it's not as if he's Kyle Juszczyk from the 49ers, who is a big receiver, and you can split him out, and he can run wide receiver routes. He's essentially a blocker in the run game. Now, maybe they feel, after self-scouting, that they really need to refocus their energies on running the football better. That, to me, that seems to be the reason you would sign Fowler back as a Titan, because that's what he is. So, you guys guys are there. I'm not, but I would believe that the signing of Fowler leads you to believe that there'll be more two back sets. And you could be right, PK. Maybe it's 6 snaps a game, 8 snaps a game, 10 snaps. That would be dependent on the game. But clearly, he's a lead blocker. Now you're going to two back sets where it's either straight I formation or offset I formation.
A lot of us automatically putting him with Henry, but Hutton and I have been talking about the way Devlin was used
sure.
with Lewis. Talk us through how that partnership worked in New England.
Yeah, I mean, last year, Lewis, for the last, 5-6 games in New England, was their feature back. I think he had multiple games with 20-plus carries, and New England clearly uses what we call 21 personnel, with the two meaning they're two back. So it was Lewis and the fullback Devlin. So he's run with a fullback in front of him. Now, one thing that New England often did, and I'm not sure what Matt LaFleur is going to do, but New England often at times would split Devlin out. They're very multiple, New England is, with their use of 21 personnel. They're very multiple with their formations. I don't know if that's something Matt LaFleur has in mind. I don't think Fowler's really done that very much. So, as I said, I would be led to believe that Fowler is there as a true fullback to be a lead blocker.
Greg Cosell with us. Greg, what does that do for a zone blocking scheme with a fullback in position there? Anything?
You can still run zone, you know, so we would call it zone lead. You can definitely have zone runs. Normally that happens with your fullback offset as opposed to in the straight eye, but you can run zone lead with a fullback who's offset.
Greg Cosell with us.
What do you think, how do they maximize these wide receivers more and the middle of the field more than what they've been able to do so far? It's something they've done better in the fourth quarter as we've broken things down. And that's what something that Vrabel said they're trying to do is be more like the team that they've been in the fourth quarter throughout the game. That can't all be that people are giving up the middle of the field late in the game based on the clock.
I think that's a reaction, too, to production. They happen to be more productive in the fourth quarter. You know, I don't want to sit here and tell you that I know the answer to that for sure because I haven't studied each fourth quarter as a separate entity. So I don't know, you know, if in their mind they're doing different things. To me, remembering the tape of the Titans from this year, I don't feel like the fourth quarter, all of a sudden, you're seeing a different passing game than you saw through the first three quarters. You know, I would like to see them help their receivers more with multiple route concepts and combinations. If you get man, I'd like to see them do a lot more where there's natural rub and pick concepts and there's stack releases, there's bunch concepts, things that help receivers get free releases and at times can cause confusion in man-to-man coverage. Zone is more about the route concepts where you're designing flood concepts, you're overloading zones. That's what you try to do versus zone. So I'd like to see more of that. There's no question Matt LaFleur knows all this, given where he's been with Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, but you'd like to see it more played out practically.
There's a lot made throughout the league on bye weeks about self-assessment and self-scouting. How much of it, though, Greg, is overplayed? Like to the point where yesterday we were discussing, you just have to rely on the players that you brought in the offseason and the roster that you've built to work, right? I mean, the secondary, for instance, comes to mind defensively for the Titans.
Well, self-scouting, I think, comes down to a couple of things. It comes down to evaluation of players, but you're somewhat limited. And particularly if you don't make a trade, you got to dance with the girl who brung you. Now you're going forward. There's not going to be changes unless injury forces you to change. And then you're playing a player who ideally you don't think is as good as the guy who got injured. So yes, you self-scout players, but you self-scout scheme as well. Now, at this point in the season, having an extra, it's really an extra 3 days, 4 days, because the team doesn't practice every day in a bye week. In fact, at this time of year, the players will get time off. So what are you doing? You're tweaking what you do. Maybe you're deciding defensively, hey, I'd like to up the blitz frequency a little bit. So, hey, we've been blitzing on third down, you know, 25% of the time, maybe let's blitz 30% of the time. Those are the kinds of things you do. You know, offensively, you might decide, hey, the thing that's worked most for us is our zone run game as opposed to our gap scheme run game. So you know what? We're going to really refine our zone run game because that's what we're doing better. But you're not dramatically changing the things that you've been doing since OTAs started back, is it before the draft or right after the draft? You've been practicing these things for a long time. You're not a whole new team tactically and conceptually after a bye week.
Has Kevin Byard been a little bit quieter this year? I mean, we know the interceptions are
that's the reason.
But outside of that, have you noticed him flying around the same way he was last year?
I think he's a good player. You know, interceptions always make it appear that a safety is playing really, really well. I think he's being used a little bit differently. It's a different coaching staff. Last year, I clearly remember him making more plays closer to the line of scrimmage. PK, maybe that's what you're referring to. You probably remember the same thing. But that could also be a function of deployment and utilization.
104.5 The Zone, Nashville's home for the NFL. Thursday Night Football, Raiders and 49ers, Thursday night at 7 on 104.5 The Zone.
Greg Cosell is with us. He's presented by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. We get right back to Greg on the show. Greg, the Dallas Cowboys, are they similar in ways to the Titans? Defensive-led with a run game that they try to establish and an offense that doesn't put up a ton of points?
Well, they have a better run game overall than Tennessee, clearly. I know that the numbers maybe have not been quite as good, certainly as Elliott's. Even last year, he missed games, but certainly his rookie season. But they're clearly a better run team on a consistent basis. That's where they start. But I was fascinated by the trade for Cooper for this reason. I think Scott Linehan, their offensive coordinator at his core, would like to line up with what we call 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, and three wide receivers. They certainly haven't had the quality at the wide receiver position to execute that consistently. So now that they have Cooper, who's still a very talented player, I'll be interested to see if that becomes a more predominant in their personnel approach.
Well, just outside looking in, Jerry Jones trading away a first-round pick for Amari Cooper, and on Monday Night Football, my guess is that's a clear message to Garrett and to Linehan to throw the football to the guy.
So you think he might be targeted a little bit?
I think so.
They want to get their money's worth.
You know, it's interesting because prior to getting Cooper, and I don't know how they'll use him, I think he can line up essentially at any receiver position. But over the last 3-4 weeks, their rookie wide receiver, Michael Gallup from Colorado State, has essentially settled in as their X receiver, meaning their single receiver to the short side of the field. And he's progressing pretty nicely. So I'm curious if they see Cooper in that position or if they'll keep Gallup there. And Gallup's made some big plays. I mean, obviously they lost to the Redskins in their last game, but Gallup had a 49-yard touchdown on a stutter go from the X position. I believe it was from the X position. He was certainly split out. But we'll see if that's what they continue to do or if they start moving people around, given now that they have more talent at the position.
I know Marinelli in the past has been primarily Tampa 2 in the secondary.
Well, that's not true anymore.
Right. I was going to get to that. How have they changed and adjusted?
Well, I think this is a team that plays more man coverage, more cover one, meaning it's man-to-man with a single high safety. They play what we call one robber, meaning they'll still have a single high safety, but they'll take the second safety and drop him in the middle of the field in what we call a robber or lurk position. Obviously, they still play zone. They still play cover three. They will play cover two when it's long yardage, which a lot of teams do. But they're clearly a more aggressive team. They're very difficult up front. They're very good with multiple stunt concepts out of their four-man D-line rush. They're very difficult in that area, and that's something that the Titans will have to be aware of, particularly the offensive guards.
We were sitting at the Combine at a bar in Indy whenever you joined us and told us to keep an eye on Leighton Vander Esch from Boise State. How has he been throughout his rookie season with Dallas?
Well, I think he's been really solid. I'm anxious to see, you know, Sean Lee has obviously been back, I think, for only one game. But, you know, now that they've had a bye, I'm curious to see what their three linebackers will look like when they play base. Because I think when you play Tennessee, you'll end up playing meaningful snaps in your base 3-4 with three linebackers on the field. They've been playing Damian Wilson as their third linebacker in base. I'm curious to see now if he sits and Van Der Esch plays with Sean Lee and Jalen Smith. I think Van Der Esch deserves to be on the field, but again, we'll see if that happens.
And he's been better in the middle, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, he's a long, lanky, athletic kid. You know, I wouldn't call him twitchy, but he can cover ground. I think he's solid in pass coverage. Yeah, to me, he deserves to play, to get snaps.
How the corners been?
You know, that's been an interesting area, because you would think playing with some younger players, the big change they made was clearly moving Byron Jones to corner. He was a safety the first number of years of his career. I don't know what Owusu's situation is, is he due back this week? Have you guys seen anything about that?
Do not know.
No.
Because what they obviously did was they took Anthony Brown, who was playing in the slot, and they moved him to left corner with Jones at right corner, and they were playing Jordan Lewis, the second-year player from Michigan, in the slot. So my guess is that the Titans might see that. In an ideal world, it looks like you can go after it, but I think they've probably played a little better than people think, and their pass rush is very solid.
Greg, you've told us in the past you don't have to establish the run to have play action work.
Absolutely
well.
Absolutely not.
Does Dallas need the run game going to get Prescott on the move?
Well, Prescott's a different kind of quarterback in the sense that he's not a true anticipatory thrower. He's a little more of what I call a see it, throw it quarterback. He needs to see the receiver kind of break open. He tends to leave some throws on the field because of it. At times he can compensate and camouflage that particular weakness in his game because he can run. And they've spent a lot of time talking about increasing his running by design. I don't know if they tell him to run on drop back pass plays, but clearly this is a team that selectively and situationally uses him as a runner by design, and the Titans must be aware of that, particularly when the Cowboys start to get into the high red zone, that they start to use Prescott's legs by design. You know, he's certainly not the same runner or the same size as someone like Cam Newton, but when they get to the red zone, they feature him in similar ways.
We mentioned Tate, and you've given us your thoughts on Amari Cooper. What do you think of Demaryius Thomas now in Houston opposite Hopkins?
You know, they need a receiver. They need a wide out. He's a totally different receiver than Fuller. So now when they line up, I assume he would start outside of Hopkins when they're in their base package and have two wide receivers on the field. So that limits the verticality because obviously he's not an over-the-top receiver at this point in his career, but he's a professional receiver. I think Watson, for the most part, is willing to make throws and turn it loose. So, you know, it's a positive. He's better than what they would have put out there. So they've made their team better.
How big is the loss of Fuller, though, overall, even with trading into Demaryius Thomas now?
It's a big loss, Chad, because Watson, to me, does want to throw the ball down the field. I think they have a very good play action, shot play, pass game, and I think they want to push it down the field. Fuller clearly can run. I think he's improved as a route runner. So I think that vertical dimension, which theoretically Kiki Kuti could give them, he's a rookie who's been playing in the slot. He'll come back from injury, I think, this week. But you know, if he continues to play in the slot, not that you can't run vertically from the slot, but it's not the same as those shot plays where you just have two wide receivers on the field.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix now in Washington. What does he provide them, and is this just another sign that Green Bay's moving away from the Ted Thompson draft picks?
Well, you know, it's an interesting trade to me because Washington's defense has been very good this year. Not a lot of people have talked about it simply, you know, for whatever reason, but they're a 5-2 team. They have a really good front seven. You know, Maybe no one's talking about the secondary. I think DJ Swearinger has played at a pretty high level this year. He's one safety. Monty Nicholson is the other safety, a big, fast kid. I haven't studied him precisely, so I don't know how they feel about him. Maybe they feel that Clinton Dix steps right in and takes Nicholson's spot, because essentially Swearinger tends to play more in the box, not always, but Clinton Dix can certainly do both. So maybe they feel they needed an upgrade at the position opposite Swearinger, who, as I said, has played very well.
We know it works hand in hand, but we're usually talking about a defensive front leaving the DBs to hang for too long. Given the money the Titans have spent on the DBs here, we're having a conversation about maybe the DBs needing to provide some coverage sacks here. Is that maybe a more reasonable request, given the resources the Titans have at hand, that the DBs help the pass rush get going?
Well, there's two parts to that. It's whether you're playing man or zone. Zone is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Because all zone coverages are really just geared for five-step drop timing, meaning 2.6 seconds. After 2.6 seconds, if the pass rush hasn't gotten there, no zone can really hold up, theoretically. Man is a different animal. Man, you can disrupt routes. And if you're going to play man, and particularly if your corners will press, you can disrupt routes, and then that can help your pass rush for sure. So there's two parts to that. It's whether you're playing man or zone.
What would you guess Titans' percentage is man zone?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. They do play both. You know, I think last when they were in London against the Chargers, they obviously got burned on zone on the first play of the game, and then on the Mike Williams, they were playing cover four both times, and they got caught. So, you know, I'd probably like to see them play more man, but that's me. You know, again, I'm not there every day.
I would think Vaccaro's back, but if he's not, is there any reason not to try Dane Cruikshank over Kendrick Lewis at this point in your eyes?
No, I mean, I really like Cruikshank coming out of college. You know, he was a multiple-use player in college. He played over the slot as well. He has experience there, so he's covered people. He's not just a deep safety. Byard can play both, so Cruikshank gives you versatility as well. I'm not at practice, as I said. You know, I like the player based on what I saw in college, and I think he has a chance to be a solid pro.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Greg Cosell joins us every Wednesday at 12:15, and Greg, we look forward to doing this again next Wednesday.
All right, guys, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, Greg Cosell, presented by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. You can check them out online, thgtn.com, 833-THG-NASH.